welcome to another episode of Adventures with Rochelle, the podcast. I'm Rochelle Stratton.
I'm Brian Murray.
And this is our final episode for season two.
Yay! No, I mean, it's okay to yay, right?
It's yay. We got through two seasons. Yeah. I feel like that's a really big deal for us.
It is.
Because, you know, time commitments are hard.
Yeah.
And we've managed to stay pretty on track, which I'm proud. And we're putting stuff out.
Second, yeah, we've done a lot better this one.
Yeah, because usually on social media we suck.
Well, yeah.
You're better at it. I'm horrible.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
It's not my birthday.
No.
It's not. But I appreciate everybody that has posted to me that it was. My wife decided today that it would be a good idea to let everybody know that it's my birthday. I have had calls from Texas, Oklahoma. I've had several messages sent my way, and a lot of people, even close friends of ours, have wished me a happy birthday.
Yes, you're also not 65.
65. That one hurts more than anything, guys.
Because you think that people believe it?
It's the first sentence. It's the first thing it says. Happy 60. It's the second word.
Yeah.
Happy 65th. And everybody's like, oh, happy birthday. That's terrible, guys. Do better.
You don't look 65.
No. Well, the one guy said, you don't look a day over 63. I really liked that comment.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Because obviously he's joking, right?
He better be.
I had some people are asking me, they're like, is it Brian's birthday? I was like, no, it's not Brian's birthday.
No. Can we just say that Michelle does a real good job on April Fool's?
I did tell them that, like, Michelle's really into April Fool's. She gets you every year with something, and, like, it's funny, but she commits hard to it.
But it's almost brilliant.
It is brilliant. There's so much thought that goes into it, and I think that she thinks about this for, like, the month prior and plans and really is like, yes.
Remember we tried to get her last year?
Remember I took it too far?
Yeah. You're like, and then we'll tell them that you got smashed in the head by the bucket.
I said, we'll have Chris call.
Yeah.
Because my husband's a firefighter and runs on emergency calls. Yeah. And I was like, we'll have Chris call and say, listen, Michelle, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, he's been squished.
Yeah, and then everyone thought I was a monster.
Well, I mean,
you never get her. And I was trying to help. At that point, like, I love Michelle to death, but at that point, my loyalty was to you to get her so good that she would never April Fool's you again.
But the heart attack that she would have, I might not have a mother for my kids. Because I'm important.
You are important.
Right.
You're very important.
I have something for you.
You have something for me?
Mm-hmm.
It's April Fool's. I don't know if I want it.
This is the real deal, Holyfield.
In case you guys didn't know, we record in advance.
Yeah. It's April Fool's today. You'll be listening to this
on the 3rd.
In 2 days.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you want it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think you're ever going to eat it.
Okay.
But it's special to me, so I'm going to give you one.
Why is it special?
Because my grandma used to give them to me.
Is it Werther's?
It's not Werther's, and it's not been around since my grandma.
Is it the strawberry things?
No.
Was...
It's in my pocket right here. It's not in a wrapper.
It's not taffy, is it?
No, God, it's chocolate. It's melted to my leg. It's not. It's just, it's one of these things.
What is this?
Is not the right way.
Is it one of those mint things?
Yeah.
Aw. They give these at weddings and stuff. It's warm.
It's been on my leg. Do you...
It wasn't in a wrapper. It was just in your
There's nothing. I have plenty. Okay, let's cheers. Are you going to eat it?
Not right now.
Why?
I have my retainers in.
But it's... Just suck on it.
You can't suck on it. I can't have anything in my mouth besides water if I have these in.
Are you going to be upset if I have my mint?
No, go ahead. I'm going to set mine right here. And I'll eat it later.
I have like 35 more if you want more.
I really love that you handed it to me out of your pocket.
Well, they may actually conjoin to one big mint here a little bit.
Aye, aye, aye.
Was it special, though?
It's very special. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me.
That's all I do.
I appreciate it. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question, but I don't think you're going to know the answer because I don't know the answer, and it's more in my field.
Okay.
Okay. So
these are great mints, by the way.
They're wonderful. I like how I can't smell anything, but I think you got some on me.
I did get it on me. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have Invisalign right now. You know what that is.
It just makes them wider, right?
No, it straightens them.
Oh.
Like, I had a bite issue, so I'm trying to get that under control. Okay. Whatever. Judge me if you will, but...
Have you seen this mouth?
I want that...
Okay.
Okay. You think I have a pretty smile, and I put effort into it, so I appreciate that you think that. But anyway, so the orthodontist said absolutely nothing. Like, you take the trays out to eat, you brush, you floss, you put them back in. Absolutely nothing to drink besides water with the trays in. And I know why she's saying it, because there's, like, the liquid will get in the trays, and then it'll just sit on my teeth.
Okay.
Okay? My question is, sparkling water, like flavored sparkling water, do you think that counts as water? Like, could I drink that?
It's just colored.
No, it's the sugar and stuff. And the sparkling water that I have doesn't have any
sugar in it.
I think
she means straight out the tap or a bottle, but not fancy.
Not fancy water?
No.
Okay.
You know the answer to this.
I know, but I want to drink it. And I'm like, I need to have the trays in.
So drink it when you don't have the trays in.
I know, but I'm thirsty now and I want to drink it now. But I can only have the trays. I'm supposed to wear the trays at least 22 hours a day.
I think with the 2 hours that you have left, you can find that drink.
I know, it's just sitting over there staring at me. Look how refreshing it looks.
You've already poured it.
I know. It's refreshing as a motherfucker.
I can drink it.
You cannot.
Why?
It's white grape. You might like it.
I don't like grapes.
It's white grape.
I don't like green, purple, or white grapes.
That is clear.
Or clear.
Have you ever had the grapes that taste like cotton candy?
Let's get on the topic.
Okay.
This is...
How was your Easter, though?
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
That's all we got?
I mean, the food was real good this year. I don't like hams.
Hams?
Like, for...
I thought you liked ham sandwiches.
I do, but not like... I don't want... I like... If we're having holidays, I want a turkey.
Hmm.
And we did some pork sticks, too.
Okay.
Were good.
I like pork sticks.
I would say my mom's deviled eggs are the best that's been in this country for years.
I want you to try my deviled eggs.
Will you try my mother's?
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, they haven't been beat.
I'm surprised you eat deviled eggs.
Don't tell me anything that's in them. And ruin this for me.
This is a friendship thing.
This may end it.
I'm not going to tell you anything that's in them, but I'm shocked that you eat them.
Okay, well, let's stop right now because I'm having second thoughts about ever trying it again.
No, they're delicious.
Agree, but you're about to hit me with what's in them, and I don't know.
It's egg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're only concerned because there's something I don't like in it. Move on.
I'm concerned because of the texture.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
What do you mean the texture?
Like, deviled eggs aren't like... They're a texture. Like, they're mushy. Are
we talking the egg cut in half with the yellow shit in it?
Yeah, but the yellow shit in it is mushy. It's like a...
Stop. I don't want them ever again.
Why? You like them, and you don't have a problem with the texture.
But I'm going to pull them apart now, because I know there's some green thing. There's like a green speckled thing in there.
It's probably pickle.
Oh, stop. Stop.
I mean, some people pickle, some people don't. Deviled eggs can be made so many different ways, okay?
Yes.
Want to know about my Easter, or no?
It's all about me. Yeah, hit me with your Easter.
You don't give a shit how my Easter was.
I wasn't even going to ask. All right, how was your Easter?
It was good.
Okay, did you do good food?
Yes, our food was good. We gave the kids Easter baskets, and we did an Easter egg hunt. And Levi started without Landon, and Landon was panicking and threw on his Crocs and was running outside and literally was shoving plastic eggs in his basketball shorts. And I was like, you have a basket? He's like, I don't have time for that. Levi started without me.
Do you put money in them?
No. We do not.
What do you put in them?
Candy.
Oh.
I'm not.
I guess the rich folk put all that.
You put money in yours?
Yeah, they have money in theirs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. $10 bills. Loaded. Not loaded. Yeah, they got money in them.
Ow.
That's too much?
Yeah. Spoiling.
That's not. And if you find the golden egg.
50?
That's got a 50 spot in it.
Yeah, that's spoiling.
they've got quarters and dimes in them. And then if you get the main one, I think that's a $10 bill.
Okay, still spoiling.
Yeah, and there may be a piece of candy in them.
Oh, they get to double dip.
There's like a Hershey's Kiss.
Uh-huh.
Or a jelly bean.
Just jelly bean.
It's a yellow one.
Yeah. One jelly bean.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, and then we went over to John Flo's and we ate. And we played wiffle ball.
Now, see, that would have been fun.
Now, let me tell you how bad I hurt today.
Do you?
You know, swinging at like a baseball or a softball, you have the weight of the ball. Like, when you hit it, there's substance to it. You know? Wiffle ball, you hit it, and you just keep going. And I feel like my back is all twisted because, like, you make contact, but it's just like whiffing at air.
Well, we play ping pong.
No, I suck at ping pong.
I lost every single time to my brother.
I hit the ping pong ball way too hard.
That's what he did, but he made him go in.
No, I hit it, like, way over people.
Hell yeah. So it was good.
It was good, yes. Thank you for asking.
I was so into it. I wanted to know.
Okay. So, for episode today, what are we talking about, Brian?
This is a cool topic to me because I like to collect little different things that I think are scary. I don't know if this is a real thing or not, but it is intriguing. And that is the subject of haunted dolls.
Yes, haunted dolls.
There's some famous ones.
There are some famous ones.
There also are a bunch that aren't as famous yet and maybe do more damage.
True. I will say, I don't feel like I'm as into haunted dolls as you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I'm as into haunted objects as you are.
Okay.
I believe in them. But I'm not like, I'm not a collector. I don't want them in my home. I don't know. I don't go looking for them. Like, I know you go and look for haunted objects.
I like scary things.
I know.
Horror and those things I like. Mm-hmm. So
what do I like?
Like different cups.
I do like different cups.
You get a new case.
That's new. Can you tell?
It's a different shade of orange. It's like a peach.
Oh, I also got a neon yellow one the other day.
So you got a lot of those.
Uh-huh.
T-shirts. I think you get t-shirts. A lot of t-shirts. Hoodies.
Hoodies, yeah. Sunglasses.
Sweatpants of, you know, different kinds.
Clothing. I'm a collector of comfy clothes.
Like, I still watch scary movies and things like that. So haunted dolls to me is right up my alley.
I also collect Vans.
The shoes?
Yes.
I have several pair myself.
But haunted, that was your pants.
It was my pants. Look, it'll never do it again. But it was, I didn't shit. But before I got here, I felt like that was, let's move on.
A possibility.
Well, it wasn't a possibility. I thought we had the food poisoning.
What'd you have?
Today?
Yeah. You're having a lot of stomach issues lately.
I had two bacon biscuits.
He tells me he has biscuits because he thinks that's the safest bet. And then later he's like, oh, I had this. So I'm like, yeah, gas station pizza. Of course.
And I had a burger.
Okay. What did you think that you got food poisoning off of?
Life. I don't know. I haven't eaten. Is it the dinner mints?
From your pocket? Maybe.
No, I don't know what it was.
Okay. Anyway, getting on topic. Haunted dolls.
Yes.
I believe we each have a haunted doll that we're going
to
talk about.
Right. Okay. Do you want to go first or do you want me to? Let's just do it like this.
I don't
care.
One,
two, three, and shoot.
Bam, bitch!
Ow. You won.
That was pretty good that we were on in sync like that.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to switch it up at the end and you didn't.
No. I felt you. I felt that you weren't. Yeah. I felt that you were trying to read me.
I was trying to read you.
Did you see me look at you when you started to try to read me?
I was in like, your mind.
If you were in my mind, you would have won.
Well, I'm clouded real quick.
I got in your mind.
Anyways, hit me up with your doll. I want to know about your doll.
Okay, so I think that we have two haunted dolls that we're going to talk about.
Yes.
And they're both very well known in the paranormal community.
Yes.
One of them in particular is well known outside of the paranormal community. Is yours well known outside the paranormal?
No.
I was going to say, I feel like yours is only known.
This is a one of a kind.
In the paranormal. If you're not in the paranormal, you're not going to know about it.
No.
But I feel like mine, if you're a person.
Type a doll.
But also, because of the movie and everything, mm-hmm. you're going to know about it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you live under a rock. I'm just kidding. Kind
of. Or you live in IROC. Go ahead. That was the worst joke ever. Insert chainsaw.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about Annabelle the doll. Have we heard of it? I'm sure we have. Have you heard of Annabelle, Ray?
I have.
Okay. So, obviously, there's a very popular movie called Annabelle. It's in the Conjuring series. And it happens to be part of Ed and Lorraine, their legacy, essentially. Right? Mm-hmm. It was one of their cases. What are you laughing about?
I'm not laughing.
What happened?
Continue. I got a sharp pain going through my neck. Right quick. I'm listening.
Are we having a heart attack on...
In my neck. No, I'm having a neck problem because I'm doing this.
Okay, well, look forward then, dummy.
Well, then it doesn't look like I'm looking at you. Because I'm not. I'm looking forward. Anyways.
You gave me a little side eye. I don't like that. Don't do it.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, Annabelle was one of Ed and Lorraine's cases. It's pretty well known. It's part of the Conjuring franchise, I would say. And, you know, you can go see it in the museum. The whole thing behind it is you're not supposed to touch her because then bad things happen. Basically, so I was researching because I wanted to give accurate information.
Okay.
Versus, you know, the...
Winging it.
I know about it. I know... the stuff, but do I know the stuff because off the movies or off of non-reliable sources mm-hmm. type of thing.
Okay.
So I wanted to research, and I was looking, and there is a lot of stuff out there, and it's all over the place with if it's going off the movie or if it's going off the real doll. And in case you guys didn't know, the real doll is not that porcelain, creepy-looking lady with the braids, okay? It's not her. It's actually a Raggedy Ann doll.
Which I think is creepier.
I had one.
I do.
You have one? Yeah, you have one.
I have the big ones, too.
Yeah. I had a big one. And I think we had a Raggedy Ann, Andy, too. But anyway, it's a Raggedy Ann doll. And instead of, you know, just going off the internet... I'm still kind of going off the internet, but I decided I would go as close as possible to getting it from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm on the NESPAR website.
All right.
Okay. And they have different case files of Ed and Lorraine on there. So I clicked on the Annabelle one, and I'm going to tell you the origin. I'm going to basically read it off of here. So I feel like this is the most accurate you're going to get.
I'm ready.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Like,
I mean, the only better way is if Annabelle told us herself.
Yeah. So, in 1970, a mother purchased an antique Raggedy Ann doll from a hobby store. The doll had been a birthday present for her daughter, Donna. Donna was preparing to graduate from college with a nursing degree. She lived in a tiny apartment with her roommate, Angie. A nurse, as pleased with the cute Raggedy Ann doll, Donna placed it on her bed as a decoration and didn't give it a second thought. Within days, both Donna and Angie noticed that Donna and Angie noticed that there appeared to be something very strange and creepy about the doll. The doll mysteriously seemed to move about the house. Relatively small movements at first, such as a change in position, but as time passed, the movement became more noticeable. They would come home to find the doll in a completely different room. Sometimes the doll would be found with legs crossed, arms folded. Other times it would be found upright, standing on its feet. Several times, Donna sometimes left the doll on the couch before leaving for work and would return to find the doll back in her room on the bed with the door closed. Okay.
If the doll moved from another room and you didn't do it,
would you think that your roommate did it, though?
If I said to my roommate, did you move the doll? And they said no, and it's in a different room than where I placed it, and I've already noticed that it was creepy, I'm getting rid of the doll.
Okay, I'm going to say a couple. You're not going to get rid of the doll. You're keeping the doll because you like haunted stuff. I'm going to say a couple things, and I feel really bad about saying it, okay? But I'm going to say it anyway. I find it weird that a college girl, woman, is excited about a doll. that is a college present.
I think I know where you're going.
I just find, like, I'm like, why would you be excited about a doll? You're practically a grown-ass woman.
Unless it has that effect.
Unless it has that effect on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's kind of, that's weird to me. Like,
I would think that that's weird too.
Like, I can tell you when I graduated from hygiene school, like, even when I graduated from high school, if, like, my mom gave me a doll, like, I love my mother, and I would be like, thank you. I'm grateful for a gift, but excited and, like, displaying it? No.
What about a hot pocketed mint?
I would love that.
Okay.
Okay, let me get back into this. Annabelle the doll not only moved, but also could write as well. About a month into their experiences, Donna and Angie began to find messages on parchment paper that read, help us or help Lou. The handwriting as if it was written by a small child. The creepy part, because getting messages isn't creepy, was not the wording, but the way they were written. At the time, Donna had never kept parchment paper on which the notes were written in the house. So where did it come from? Okay, then Annabelle Higgins is what it says. One night, Donna came home to find the doll had moved again. This time it was on her bed. Donna had come to find that this was typical of the doll, but somehow she knew this time it was different. Something wasn't right. A sense of fear came over her when she inspected the doll and saw that what looked like blood drops on its back, its hands, and its chest. This is a real-life Chucky, guys. Seemingly, from nowhere, a liquidy red substance had appeared on the doll. Scared and desperate, Donna and Angie decided it was time to seek expert advice. Not knowing where to turn, they contacted a medium, and a seance was held. Donna was then introduced to the spirit of Annabelle Higgins. The medium related the story of Annabelle to both Donna and Angie. Annabelle was a young girl that resided on the property before the apartments were built. They were happy times. She was a young girl of only 7 years old when her lifeless body was found in the field upon which the apartment complex now stands. The spirit related to the medium that she felt comfort with Donna and Angie and wanted to stay with them and be loved. Feeling compassion for Annabelle and her story, Donna gave her permission to inhabit the doll and stay with them. They were too soon to find out, however, that Annabelle was not as she appeared. This was no ordinary case and definitely not ordinary doll. Okay, so essentially the doll wasn't haunted, but then was haunted when it came there. This is just the moral of the story, guys. Do not give anything permission to stick around.
Like, right.
Don't inhabit me. Don't inhabit my belongings. Like, we can talk. You can use equipment, but you can't stick around.
I'll come see you.
Yeah. Lou was friends with Donna, and so the help Lou.
Yeah, that's okay. Creepy.
Yeah. And had been with him since the day the doll arrived. Lou had never found, or had never been fond of the doll, and on several occasions warned Donna that it was evil and get rid of it. Donna had had a compassionate tie to the doll, not giving much credence to Lou's feelings, kept it. Donna's decision, it turns out, was a terrible mistake. Lou awoke one night from a deep sleep and panic. Once again, he had a reoccurring bad dream, only this time somehow something seemed different. It was as though he was awake but couldn't move. He looked around the room but couldn't discern anything out of the ordinary, and then it happened. Looking down toward his feet, he saw the doll, Annabelle. It began to slowly glide up his leg, move over his chest, then stopped. Within seconds, the doll was strangling him. Paralyzed and gasping for breath, Lou, at the point of asphyxiation, that's a hard word, blacked out. And it ruined what we, the tense moment we were building up, because I can't read right.
You can read right.
Lou awoke the next morning, certain it wasn't a dream, determined to rid himself of the doll spirit, that's the spirit that possessed it. However, would have one more terrifying experience with that Annabelle. Preparing for a road trip the next day, Lou and Angie were reading over maps alone in her apartment. The apartment seemed eerily quiet. Suddenly, rustling sounds came from Donna's room. Aroused fear that someone had possibly broken into the apartment, Lou determined to figure out who or what it was, quietly made his way to the bedroom. He waited for the noises to stop before entering and turning on the lights. The room was empty except for Annabelle, whom was tossed on the floor in the corner. He scoured the room for forced entry, but nothing was out of place. But as he got close to the doll, he got the distinct impression that somebody was behind him. Spinning around, he was quick to realize that nobody else was there. Then in a flash, he found himself grabbing his chest, doubled over, cut and bleeding. The shirt was stained with blood, and upon opening his shirt, there was what looked like to be 7 distinct claw marks on his chest, 3 vertical and 4 horizontal, all hot like burns. The scratches healed almost immediately, half gone the next day, fully gone by day 2.
Okay. So, there's some things that I want to know.
Yeah.
Why do you keep it if you feel like it's been moving? Why do you keep it if you're getting messages and you know you don't have any parchment paper there?
I know.
And why didn't the dude say, "Hey, I saw the doll"?
Well, I feel like he did express it, and it's kind of like how you do with your friends. When they express they don't like that doll, you put it in their truck.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, like...
Did you just do that?
What?
You kind of...
You don't do it to me.
No, but did you throw shade at me?
I didn't mean to.
You absolutely did mean to.
I didn't mean to. It was an accident, kind of. But, yeah, shade. All right, so Donna was finally willing to believe the spirit in the house was not that of a young girl, but an inhumane, demonic in nature. And... yeah, then they ended up to seek real expert advice. And I'm going to let you go ahead.
So the doll is still around today. It's in a museum.
Correct.
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut. And they have the Lord's Prayer engraved or carved in the box that it's in. I think St. Michael.
Yeah, they do some weird... I've seen this. They do some different things when they handle it. Like, there's a whole process to handling this doll.
Yeah.
Or moving it out of its cage.
Yeah.
It's creepy. I want to see it for real.
Mm-hmm. I did read somewhere that someone visited. They told them, like, explicitly, do not touch Annabelle. They didn't listen. They touched her. And then on the way home from the museum, died in a motorcycle crash.
I've heard that story, too.
Which is... unfortunate.
Zacky Boo touched it.
Well, that explains why he always got demons following him.
He touched it. I saw it.
Yeah.
My doll.
Okay.
Is also famous.
In the paranormal community.
Yes, in the paranormal community. Quite a lot. To where people go to this museum just to see this doll.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. This one is called Robert the Doll. I know you've seen it. Not a handsome doll.
I think it's a little cutie.
But lovely. You're not supposed to say bad things about it, okay?
I didn't. I did.
Oh. But I hit it. Very cute. Very handsome.
I like his little hat.
Yes. Okay, so Robert the Doll is an allegedly haunted doll. And it's on exhibit at the East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. Robert was once owned by a painter, author, and a Key West resident, Robert Eugene Otto. Okay?
Okay.
The doll originally belonged to Robert Otto, an artist described as eccentric who belonged to a prominent Key West family. The doll was reportedly manufactured by the Steiff Company of Germany, and the outfit that he wears was probably Robert's when he was a kid. So it didn't necessarily look like that, and that's an outfit that he wore as a kid, and he put it on the doll.
Okay.
Essentially, he would get in trouble sometimes, and he would blame it on the doll. He would say, "Robert's the one that did it. Robert's the one that did it." Okay?
But he's Robert.
Yeah, but he would point at the doll. Robert did that. Anytime he would get in trouble, that's what he would say.
Okay.
Okay. So later on, some other people owned it, and then it ended up into this little museum. Now, here's what I like. Once he was put on exhibit, cameras and electronic devices malfunctioned in its presence, and soon people that had been there would start sending letters,
mm-hmm.
okay, to the doll, Robert the doll, apologizing for the disrespectful behavior and asking him for forgiveness. They were getting thousands and thousands of messages a year. So there's some rules when you see Robert the doll, and this okay. is why they had to do it.
Okay.
You have to ask for permission to take a picture with it. So if you're in that little museum and you're trying to sneak a selfie, but you didn't ask permission nicely, bad luck is supposed to happen. And not only bad luck, it's been divorce, it's been sicknesses, it's been just sheer bad luck, like missing flights, all sorts of things like that, when you don't ask for permission.
Did you take a selfie with Robert?
I've never seen Robert the doll. Okay, so I probably, knowing the story, I would probably ask for permission, as crazy as it sounds, but this is a crazy field, a crazy world, so if he wants to be, you have to talk sweet to him, too.
There's certain rules but with all this stuff.
It's just like Gremlins.
Yeah.
Just
follow the rules, you'll be okay.
You're all right.
Yeah. So my question is, how do you know if he gives you permission? Or you just have to ask, and if you ask nicely, I guess you find out if he didn't give you
permission. So I heard that there's a feeling.
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't done the right, you know, what are they called? The right, if you haven't taken the right actions to do the picture and all that stuff, they feel sick. They feel that you could tell in the atmosphere that something's off.
Okay.
So, and I saw a couple of YouTubers, I'm not going to say their names, but I seen them really disrespect this. And I want to see the fallout out of that. You know, in the paranormal field, I think there are things that you should really 110% stay true and respectful to.
I think even if you don't believe, you should be respectful.
Yes, you don't
because know. You don't know, and do you want to be the asshole that finds out the hard way?
And you should, and especially if you've got a lot of people that are watching what you do. For instance, like if we're on a show, we wanted to make sure that everything that we did while we were on Ghost Hunters or whatever was locked tight. You know what I mean?
I feel like we do that anyway. We are always trying to be respectful, and we don't. We joke around a lot, but like when we do investigate, we are respectful of the living and the dead. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And that's whether cameras are on us or not.
Yeah, but I think that we do that in any location that we. I've never been to a location with you or with anybody I really investigated with that walked in and disrespected a location or their dolls. And we go to these locations, they have stuff all over the place. Mannequins, dolls, all that. Nobody's ever disrespected it.
No.
I'm going to tell you a little story about these people that walked in. And,
are those the only rules?
Yeah.
You just have to ask permission.
Ask permission.
And be sweet to him.
Be sweet. Ask sweetly.
Ask sweetly.
Robert, may I take a picture of you in a sweet voice?
Okay. You're going to tell me a story, but I have a question. I have another question.
Ask me.
Who do they think is inhabit? Who do you think is in Robert?
I'll tell you in a little bit.
Okay.
There is an answer for that.
I was going to say, is it Robert?
No.
Okay. Is but it Robert's personality?
No. I'm going to tell you in the end.
Okay.
Okay? If you can wait.
I can wait.
Okay, so here's these people. They're wanting to see that. They're in Key West. They're done with the oceans and stuff for the day. They want to go see the doll. So before walking into the museum to peek at Robert, the tour guide gave us some strict rules to follow. You must greet and introduce yourself to Robert. If you want to take a photo of him, you must ask first, and you can't leave the museum without saying goodbye. I forgot the goodbye part.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
While it's a bit weird that it all sounded doable to Chris and me, so their names are Chris and I don't know the other person's name.
Yeah.
So we did as we were told. After snapping a few photos, we learned about what happens to people who don't follow the rules or poke fun at Robert. A nearby TV showed thousands of letters from people from around the world who experienced terrible luck after rubbing the doll the wrong way. According to some of the letters, visitors have been met with all kinds of misfortune, from getting burned by hot water to missing their flights. Yes, even getting divorced. Once he put it on exhibit, the cameras and electronic devices malfunctioned, and soon letters began arriving. Okay? Mm-hmm. Even after they were respectful, though. Mm-hmm. So they were respectful. They thought that they were off the hook. So they must have not done something. Okay? Yeah. Because they followed the rules to the best of their ability.
They probably forgot to say bye.
And, yeah, probably. But they were wrong in a certain thing that they didn't realize. They made a comment about a grown man carrying around a doll, and they said that that doll was supposed to be Robert. It was like a little bitty one. Uh-huh. They said it was ugly. Okay. So, as soon as they woke up the next day, the bad luck began. First, their flight was delayed. Okay. Then they were forced to rebook their flight because the plane was too heavy. And then they had a 5-hour layover, and they got transferred to another connecting flight. While both of these things were annoying, I also knew that they happen sometimes. All their luggage was lost.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get any of that stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so they had a really bad... Could it have been the doll? Maybe.
Could it not have been?
They did have a lot of bad luck, though. Okay.
Yeah.
According to local folklore, though, the doll has caused car accidents, broken bones, made people lose their jobs, divorce, and a whole bunch of other misfortunes.
Jeez.
Also, museum visitors supposedly experienced post-visit misfortunes for failing to respect him. Hello, Robert? Goodbye, Robert. May I take your period? They just got to do all the proper greeting.
Yes.
Conclusion, or else he don't take kindly.
I like your hat.
You better do something. Yes. Okay. So, several stories. All disrespect. People don't know why. A famous rock musician believes that they had a misfortune with this doll.
Okay.
His name is Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
I believe Jack took him to see the doll.
Uh-huh.
And he said something on that it was creepy or something on those lines. I don't know word for word, but he did something that the doll apparently didn't like.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he had bad luck for a while after that. Yeah. This is Ozzy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me give you what people believe is inside of it. They don't necessarily believe it's the doll. They believe that it's... many believe that the origin of Robert's evil lies in the one who originally gave him to Jean Otto, the servant who worked for Jean's parents. This woman was supposedly mistreated by her bosses, and to punish them, it is to believe that she caused the doll to... she cursed the doll with voodoo and black magic to get back at him.
That's why you're nice to people.
Nice to people?
Spirits. People. Living. Dead. Doesn't matter. Animals. Because you never know if it's a skinwalker. Like, not too nice, because then you'll become a skinwalker's victim. Just be good humans.
Be good humans. I think that I would like to see both of them.
I would too.
I think I'd be more antsy around one more than the other.
I can tell you which one I'd be more antsy around.
Which one?
Robert the doll.
That's the one I'd be more antsy about.
Because me and you joke.
Yes. I wouldn't go in there with you.
We couldn't go in
there. I'd just go one at a time.
Yeah, because one of us would look at the other a certain way, and then we'd start laughing, and then he'd probably think we were making fun of him without saying anything. We couldn't go in together.
I wouldn't take his picture either.
No.
I just... This is for my eyes.
I'd say, good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon. You're very lovely.
You are looking very lovely today. You're looking extremely handsome today.
Goodbye.
I hope you have a great evening. Goodbye, Robert the doll.
And then to the hotel room and sage.
And then we don't talk about
any of it.
What we thought about it.
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah. Like, Annabelle, Not great, but she's in her case. And there's rules I feel like are a lot easier to remember and follow, and like, you don't touch her.
Well, you know, in the Conjuring house, they have a replica.
I know.
Of Robert. And I can...
They also have a replica.
Oh, several of Annabelle.
Of Annabelle, yeah.
I can remember walking past the Robert.
Uh-huh.
And, like, my eye contact with it was like this. Ready?
Not me. I was like...
Aww. Yeah. That's why you're damned.
Am I?
Because I feel wait like a minute. You have... I feel like it's... I have worse luck.
Because I showed respect. And you... showed that you were scared of it and didn't want to look at it because it hurt your eyes.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Okay, I also saw this video.
Uh-huh.
And it was on Paranormal Caught on Camera, Aaron Sagers.
Sup, Aaron?
I love it. The doll was on the bed.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was playing on his computer and his kid was playing with the doll. Or maybe he was sitting there and he was eating some cheese and crackers. And he's got surveillance throughout his house.
Uh-huh.
I am not kidding you,
man. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's weird. I think surveillance outside the house, yes, but surveillance
in the house, is weird.
Is weird. Like, yeah. Who are you to keep an eye on?
Well, I have it in my garage.
That's not weird because, like, it's the garage and you have a lot of stuff out there.
Yes. Well, there are also our dolls.
Yeah. You have it on the dolls.
Yes.
To see if they're going to move.
Yeah.
You don't have it, like, watching your family.
No, that's weird.
Uh-huh.
This is a safe spot for them.
Yes.
If they want to walk around with their peepees hanging out. Also weird, kind of.
Yeah. I don't let that around my... Well, they can, but I just let them know. We have a lot of windows, guys.
Yeah, my kids don't do that, by the way. I'm just saying, if they wanted to, it's a safe spot. That's a weird thing to say. Delete that.
Delete.
Thank you. But, so the doll in the video... And, well, next time we see Aaron, we'll have to ask him about this because...
Oh, definitely.
The doll is sitting there, and its head does this. It turns and leans over, and the kid screams, "It bit me! It bit me!" And I watched that video 50 times and was like, that thing's head turned. And did something to that. It turned. It was like,
come on. Okay, so.
I don't know how you could fake that.
I don't know. Okay, so. You remember Haunted Hill House?
Oh.
Their videos?
Yes.
With that doll? That
kept leg?
Its leg kicking? Like, I sit and my leg bounces. Like, I bounce my leg. It's like a. I wouldn't say it's a nervous.
It's a tick.
It's a tick. I got a tick. Yeah. I got a couple ticks, but like
that's I think one. I do too. That's one of them.
That is, yeah. So anyway, its little legs just bouncing, and its arm moves.
One and they moves. Have $8,000.
Yes,
there.
And then funny, not funny, but when I was younger, Toy Story was really big. Okay, you know Toy Story.
The film.
The film.
Yes.
I had a Woody and Jessie doll. I get why you're smirking. Because I had a Woody.
No, I've seen several videos of these two dolls moving.
And they would talk back and forth to each other if you pushed the button and faced them. They were not facing each other. There was a pillow between them. Like, I had them on either side. And, I mean, I was, like, young. And... I was in the hall, and I heard them talking to each other, but not in their...
Voices?
Not in their program things they say.
What'd they say?
I don't remember, but I remember, like, you know when you push the button and they say so many things, and, like, there's a snake in my boot, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, get on bullseye?
Yes.
Like...
It wasn't that.
It wasn't one of the programmed things. Got rid of the dolls.
Well, I would have too, but I've
told my mom I did not want them anymore. She's like, but you love them. I was like, they were talking to each other. And she was like, but they're supposed to talk to each other. I said, they weren't talking the way they were supposed to be talking. I don't want them in here anymore.
I have seen several videos of Woody talking to Buzz Lightyear.
Uh-huh.
Several videos of that.
Yeah. And I mean, like,
one of them, they were standing up.
Part of it's kind of like, okay, well, the Toy Story movie, they talk to each other. Like, they're supposed to be alive. But I don't know. It creeped me out. I got rid of them.
Here's what I think we have to do before we end the day here.
Okay.
I think that when you're dealing with the paranormal, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to us, She's in this too. When you're dealing with the paranormal, it's always a good idea just to be very polite. Use all the manners that you were taught. Be very respectful. Because this is a crazy world in any ways. We don't even know with, you know, complete certainty what's out there. So wouldn't it be just easier to just be as nice and as respectful as you can when you go to these places and if they say hi, just say hi.
Even if you don't believe. Just be a good person.
Do it.
Be a good person. That is the story. That is the moral of the story today. Yes. Be a good person. And on that note, we need to wrap this up. So make sure you like, subscribe, download, and follow. And go out there and make every day an adventure. Bye.
Bye. I can't wait to eat.